Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. We're talking China with meat scientist Dr. Brad Morgan. We're back on that in just a moment.
It's time again for Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale at the Messner Ranch. The sale will start at 12:30 p.m. on Saturday, February 6th at the ranch 6 miles south and 11 west of Laverne, Oklahoma. Selling 80 Hereford and 55 Angus bulls, yearlings and two-year-olds, and 70 spring calving bred Herefords plus Angus heifers with many to calve before sale day. Call 580-837-5532 or go to dvauctions.com for more info on Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale at the Messner Ranch, Laverne, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's most abundant resource is the wind. And now P&K Wind Energy can help you turn it into electricity for your home or business. And right now, we've got some great pricing specials on many of our turbines, from the 5 kW units and up. Add to that the potential for the 30% federal tax credit, and payback time for these units is unbelievably good. To learn more, contact P&K Wind Energy Specialist Monty Taylor at 580-542-9026. P&K Wind Energy. We harvest the wind. He's been to China twice in recent months on behalf of the U.S. beef cattle industry, going there at the invitation of the U.S. Meat Export Federation to explain more about the U.S. meat industry. He says the Chinese meat industry officials that he's talked with are hungry for information as well as hungry for our product.
Ron, I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you. What we were doing primarily is we were working in cooperation with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. They've got offices over there in three or four major cities, and really what we're doing is just getting the word out about, hey, we're here to help. We're here to provide you with U.S. meat products, primarily beef. And it's amazing how receptive they were. So what we're doing is we're going over there visiting with university students, university faculty, visiting with Chinese organizations that are on the production side of agriculture, visiting with people that are supplying meat products, for instance, to the McDonald's and to the Walmarts and to the KFCs in China, trying to make sure that they understand that we're here to help you, both from an educational standpoint as well as hopefully selling some products to you in the future.
So, you know, as we think about where the potential is, how can we best, you know, match up our products with this market?
You are right when you said the People's Republic of China. When you go over there, yeah, they have 1.3 billion people. You really do have two classes of people over there. You have the common people that are eating the domestic product that are produced there, and then you have what I would consider the really growing populace of people over there, the middle class and up. They're the ones that are looking for higher quality products, and they have the money to pay for it also. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, if you look at the number of millionaires that are in China right now, they rank second in the world now, the number of millionaires, behind the United States. 4 years ago, they weren't even hardly in the top 10. So that gives you an idea of the buying power. The other thing, too, is they have access now. The country is not buying products and saying, here's what we have to offer you, take it or leave it. So it's going to be a large percentage of the people over there that have money, that are willing to pay for products. So right now, for instance, we have 359 billionaires in the United States. China right now, they have 130 billionaires in that country. So it's a growing population of people with spending power, and they're looking for high-quality products, and that's where we want to come in.
OSU meat scientist Dr. Brad Morgan, he says he's hopeful that some of the meat industry officials that he met with in China will have a chance to get over and see some of the U.S. industry in the near future. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey neighbors, you don't want to miss the 32nd annual Western Oklahoma All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 6th at 12 noon at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion in Cheyenne on the west side of town. 50 head of high quality bulls to be offered. Angus, crossbred, red Angus, Hereford. For more information, contact Linda Lucas, 580-497-7366 or Earl Bottom at 580-821-0633. Western Oklahoma All Breed Bull Sale, February 6th, Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network.